Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astrologist, and welcome to your premium wealth forecast for October 2021. This is such a big month. We have two powerful lunations, Libra, New Moon, Aries, Full Moon, and all is happening in a six universal month. So we'll look at that number first, then look at the lunations, and then go into great detail into the star code astronumerology for every day in October. So let's start with universal month number of six. What is six? Six looks like a mother who is pregnant with a child. So it governs nurturing, love, home, family, abundance, and responsibilities. Because that's what happens when you give birth to a child. You have at least 18 years of tremendous responsibilities, and even after that, you will always remain a parent. So, and the responsibilities come out of a sense of nurturing, love, and in a sense, allowing your own heart to merge with another so that you can resonate and be have a frequency match with your child. So then in the same way, symbolically, the number six allows you to really feel, because six is in the self-expression feeling triad in numerology, to really feel out your environment, the people you're with, your whether they're family or not, close friends, colleagues, and sense how close you match with them, so that if there's a mismatch, you will feel disharmony. And six is definitely a number of harmony and beauty. So you will be really feeling that out. And that could, it's not just people, like I said, it's your environment, but it's also ideas you're considering or directions you're considering. So it also governs health and it governs finances and friendships. And if they're not harmonious, then you may be challenged to change any of those. So you'll be asked to express more love, more compassion. Those are really the key words, and help others. And people will need you more, but you will also need to focus more on self-care as a result, because the more you are needed, the more you need to also take care of you, so you stay in harmony and balance. And I love how the number six actually coincides with a month that is mostly Libra. We do start Scorpio later in October, but Libra is also about balance and harmony. And so it really governs matching frequencies so that there is a balance in our life. So along with the responsibility in general, there's more responsibility with family, with home. Personal growth is really big with the number six. And yeah, it's just a real big month to love and to have compassion. So having said that, we're going to move to the two lunations, which are very much about Mars. Mars is making an incredible splash in October. The new moon on October 6th, and again, we're in a six universal month, so there'll be a double six energy of love and everything we just talked about on October 6th. The new moon at 12:05 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, so that's 7:05 a.m. New York Eastern and 4:05 a.m. California and, you know, Pacific Time. So this is really the beginning of a major feeling within us of how we deal with friction, how we deal with a very strong directional force. Do we resist it? Do we go with it? How do we deal with people who are aggressive, impatient, right? So we're going to be diving much more deeply into our resources to handle that kind of energy, because Mars is very direct and really doesn't take no for an answer. And so being very conscious of your response to that kind of energy, whether you align with the topic or person or not, is important. So the new moon in Libra is at 13 degrees, and Mars during that new moon is also at 13 degrees. It's actually in the final moments of 13 degrees, but the moment of the new moon, it's still at 13 degrees, and that's pretty amazing. So it sets up a triple 13 code, and 13 is the number of the divine feminine. So it is literally bringing into balance, this is in Libra after all, the sacred masculine and divine feminine energy. Libra is ruled by Venus, the divine feminine planet, and 13 is the number of the divine feminine, and then we have this triple Mars conjunction, so a stellium with Mars. In fact, the stellium includes Mercury. Mercury's at 20 degrees Libra. And so it's a really big moment here as we look at how we process our responses, our communication, our what we say, the language we use in the context of very intense energy. Now, this full moon, or new moon, I should say, is opposite to Chiron, which is at 10 degrees in Aries. And so we actually are looking to heal, right? We're looking to actually heal through how we speak. Libra is an air sign, so it does govern the communication that we have with others. And Mercury is in retrograde during this new moon, so we really want to ponder and reflect before we speak, whereas Mars never does that. Mars just wants to forge ahead and just, you know, say it as it is, and whether it's just words of encouragement, with which Mars is good at, confidence, or words of aggression. So it's actually fortunate that Mercury is retrograde, because it will bring that ability to take a moment, take a breath before the speaking or the writing starts. So this opposition to Chiron shows there's tremendous healing going on in regards to anything to do with Mars and even Mercury energy, but really Mars, Sun, and Moon energy. So, and then we have an exact quincunx to Uranus, which is amazing because Uranus is exactly at 13 degrees Taurus. So it really sets up a quadruple 13 code because Uranus is participating in the number 13 rebirth here. And Uranus, of course, is the planet of breakthroughs. And of course, that is what is happening left and right, the quest for freedom, the quest for not being, bogged down by other people's ideas of what we should be doing, right? Uranus really rebels against that. It's almost the opposite of Saturn. So it brings a great balance to the Saturn energy. And if you remember, Uranus and Saturn are in a square pretty much all year long. It's pretty wide right now. It's about 7 degrees apart, but it's still happening, and it still is a major theme and the most important theme in many ways of 2021. So basically the square brings tension. So there is a real call to balance out having boundaries, which is Saturn, having organization and order and plans, versus also having the freedom to change plans and break through if it seems too stale, or whether, you know, to adhere to a past way, because Saturn also is very connected to the past. So this theme is going on in a big way. And so the fact that Uranus, which is part of this square to Saturn, is an exact in conjunct, which is 150 degrees, to Mars, Moon, and Sun at 13 degrees Libra. There's a sense of liberation here, actually, from any dogmatic approach or any plans or, ways of being that put you in a box, basically. So breaking through out of the box is a big theme, and then having a rebirth moment is another big theme because of the number 13. So very exciting. So then we move on to the second Mars moment. And this one is really the big Kahuna Mars moment. This one is all about Mars, Pluto, and the Sun and Moon. This is the full moon in Aries on October 20th, 3:57 p.m. in Greenwich, England, which is 10:57 a.m. Eastern Time, New York, and 7:57 a.m. Did I say p.m. for New York? It's a.m. 10:57 a.m. and then 7:57 Pacific time. So anyway, this is a really intense full moon. The ruler of Aries is opposite the moon and conjunct the sun, while the sun and moon and Mars are all squaring Pluto. So the ruler of Aries is Mars. Mars is conjunct the sun. The sun and Mars are opposite the moon. And then all three of these, are forming a square to Pluto at 24 degrees in Capricorn. Now that is extremely powerful, volatile energy. And it follows a day after Mercury stations direct. And in fact, within approximately 2-week period, we have several planets that will station direct. And so this is the beginning of that time. Saturn already will have station direct. Jupiter will have station direct already, and Mercury. And then we still have Pluto and Uranus and Chiron to follow. So we are in a time now, and Uranus is a bit later, but certainly the other two will follow. Now, so the forward momentum, in other words, which aligns very much with Mars Aries energy, is going to be speeding up things rapidly. So it coincides with that shift in the outer planets moving direct. And what this means is there's going to be a very heightened energy which needs to be channeled somehow into a project or a decision or a way of being that is super creative. Mars does govern your instinct. And when the sun is conjunct Mars, you can apply your imagination and instinct to release the fire. It's a very fiery moment here. And you want to, so exercising and being very physical to just release the tension will be very important. Definitely throughout the month, especially as we move towards this Aries full moon, you want to guard against aggressiveness, against impulsive behavior and impatience, any hot temper, anything that triggers you, just leave the room and do what you need to do, but don't let it out on others. Your instinct is incredibly powerful. Now, the moon opposite Mars, you feel a lot of emotional focus, you feel direction, but you need to guard against emotional aggression. You know, the moon is very much about how you feel. And in opposition to Mars, you can really channel your energy into an ambitious project and make a lot of progress, but you may feel impulsive, you may feel impatient, and you may just lash out emotionally if you're triggered. This energy is extremely creative, and it will help you be very conscious of where you're headed and where you want to head. So just be very careful about the rashness and act on your feelings, but in a very positive way. Now, the big thing here is the T-square to Pluto. As you probably realize, Mars is the original ruler of Scorpio. Pluto is the modern ruler of Scorpio. And so we have this Scorpio energy of the truth being revealed, right? Scorpio has the stinger and goes straight to the core essence of anything and reveals what needs to be seen that was formerly hidden. And so when we have a T-square from the moon in Aries and Mars and Sun opposite the moon, Mars being the ruler of Aries, they're really, sparks fly. This can be the energy. If it's lower vibrational, it definitely fires you up and can lead to tremendous separation, aggression. But the positive expression is about achievement. That inner tension that arises from this T-square of these two planetary rulers of Scorpio, which is the sign that rules the eighth house and is very much about power, and channeling that power in a way that is healthy. It's also about financial flow. So there's a lot of things in the financial world that is impacted at this time. And October can often be a time for financial shifts in the market. This definitely has the potential for stirring things up in a big way. So you can put this to good use as a business endeavor. Remember, when things seem challenging, there are always opportunities, the silver lining. It happens every time we have a change, which is the natural part of life, right? There's actually, in a sense, more opportunity during that time. So either way, you're going to feel very courageous and confident, and you'll be able to step up. And so what you need to concentrate on totally is the focus on achievement of your goals for optimal results. If you feel energy pushing back at you, which it very likely can do with this kind of incredibly intense, fiery T-square. And remember, you know, Pluto is in Capricorn, and Capricorn was the sign that started it all off in January 2020, that big stellium, that 500-year event. So Pluto is still in that sign and will be for 2 to 3 more years. So if you feel that energy pushing back at you, then you can transform the situation vibrationally. You're able to alchemize the situation through magnetism, through just feeling tremendously and physically very empowered. The Mars Aries energy is very much about how you feel in your body. So pay attention to that. But as you already know, there's going to be things uncovered, things that were not part of our consciousness before, things that have been held back. And so that will help set the record straight. And that will be as a result of this full moon in Aries. And another thing, because, you know, Mars and Aries, they do govern your natural instinct, you can discover how to use that instinct, how to really tune into your direct line to source, to feel emotionally empowered versus engaging in emotional power struggles, right? So the more conscious and self-aware you are of basically both lightness and darkness, which are part of our experience on Earth, the greater your perception of energy and your ability to read people, to read situations, to be able to intuitively gauge what decisions, what direction to go based on the decision that you're making. And that excitement about actually moving forward comes from a place of patience and a place of deep breathing. So those are very important at this time. Pluto always brings deep discoveries. And so this rebirth energy, this life, death, rebirth energy is all about, it's really continuing the theme of surrender that's being laid out with this Pisces full moon at the end of September, and it's really leading into a time of, you know, incredible intensity. And so with the number 6 in play too, 6 is an emotional number. You want to truly trust the intuition, not get into the emotional reactive state. So again, be sure to breathe a lot, breathe deeply, do breathing exercises and meditation, get more rest, definitely let go of bygones. That is part of the Pluto energy, letting go and just forgetting if somebody is aggressive towards you or you feel aggressive energy, then you immediately let go of it. You definitely don't want to react. That goes without saying. I'm just reiterating it for the purposes of this full moon in Aries because it will trigger you in some way. And so you want to just be prepared so that you're not going down that rabbit hole. So yes, it's going to be a tremendous month, a month to remember on so many levels. And you can take this energy and make lemonade out of it in a big way if you just stay on the positive side of the fire, right? And allow it to fire you up instead of burn you up. So this is really the whole reason we love astronumerology is it allows us to be prepared. It allows us to have foresight and foreknowledge so that we can navigate these incredible moments with much greater ease and wisdom. And so let's now go and see how the month just unfolds from the 1st through the 31st of October with the star code for each day.